Hello, everybody. Welcome to the 90-something-ith. We're getting close. We're getting close to 100. It's going to happen. I think it's happening in May, which, according to the calendar in which I look, that's like a month and a bit away, which is very exciting. Actually, I think when you're listening to this, it is the first day of spring. So spring has sprung. That's very exciting. I normally do some sort of a weather update to start the show off, so I will continue that tradition by saying, for whatever reason, this past weekend, it decided to turn into sun and summer and what vitamin does the sun give you? I can't remember, but whatever one it was showed up in droves. I don't know what that means. Add that to the list of sayings that I don't know what they mean, but I use them. Like, I know what they mean. Like, I know, like, in droves means, like, in lot, like, lots. It means lots. But I don't know, like, the origin of that word, or saying, rather. Anyway, it was summer this weekend, which I think it was very kind of the sun in the sky, or whoever's in charge of weather, to know to make the weekend the start of summer, because there's nothing sadder. Well, there's a few things sadder, but just let me be dramatic here. There's nothing sadder than looking out your window, staring off into space, and there's sun outside, and you're stuck in a building. No matter what building is, no matter if you like being in that building, you could be at Disneyland, but you could be looking outside and think, I want to be out there. I want to be where the people are. But we got to be. Now, did I do anything with the sun? No. I did sort of sit on the couch like, what's that whale's name? Shamu. Okay, what whale is that? I can't remember. I just sat on the couch, and it was nice that the sun was outside, which is ironic that I was saying the worst thing is when you look outside and the sun is shining and you can't go outside. But for some reason, being inside while the sun is shining with the ability to go out into the sun but choosing not to is not sad to me. I don't know if anyone followed that, but listen, I'm kind of a pro at podcasting because I've done, I don't want to brag, I think 93 at most, 91 at least, episodes of the Nobody Asked for This podcast. So I don't know at what point you become a pro, but like, I've done probably over 50 hours of podcasting, so I'm kind of a pro. It is crazy that if you started the first episode of the Nobody Asked for This podcast and played all the way through to the end of the Nobody Asked for This podcast, you'd be hearing my voice for over 2 days. Straight. Rain, sun, shine, which where I live, all four of those things could happen in the same day. Because as I was saying before, it was sunny, but I did just have to put on my windshield wipers. Not now. I'm not driving now, obviously. I wouldn't podcast and drive, but I'm parked. And recently had to use my windshield wipers. But anyway, I hope everyone has had a great week. I hope everyone's had a great winter, seeing as though it's wrapping up. I believe there is a time. So when this comes out, if all my loyal fans are listen right to the minute that this comes out, it might still be the last hours of winter. So I'm going to Google it. What time does spring start? Tuesday, March 19th. Oh, it was yesterday. Oops. Okay, happy spring, everybody. 8.06 p.m. Okay, 8.06 p.m. I know what I was doing 8.06 p.m. 8.06 p.m. yesterday, I was at the grocery store. So, what a way. I have to check my receipt. Maybe I checked out the moment that spring started. How funny would that be? As my purchase hit the scanner, let's see. Okay. Moment of truth. Ooh, okay. I checked out at 8.04 p.m. and 9 seconds. So, basically the last thing I did of winter 2024. Is it winter 2024 or winter 2023? Because there'll be another winter in 2024. Okay, the last thing I did of winter 2023 was purchase groceries. I think that deserves a round of applause. Claps for me. We need to bring back clapping. I feel like people don't clap anymore because everything is very digital. Like, we're all sending the clapping hands or like laughing emojis. I think we need to go full back to clapping. Like, if you are leaving a comment on something, I think instead of typing the clapping hands, I think you should record yourself an audio file of yourself clapping and then post it to the internet. And don't feel weird about it, because I record clips of myself talking and record it to the internet. So I think we can all live in peace. Sleep in heavenly peace. I'll stop there because, well, obviously I'll save the song for winter 2024. But yeah, that's a wrap on winter 2023, everybody. We did it. It happened. And we're moving on to spring, what I can definitively call spring 2024, because spring only exists in 1 year. So like, there's no way it's spring 2025, and spring 2023 was last year. So I hope everyone is looking forward to baseballs. The baseball season, I believe that's starting soon. How exciting. Football, we'll see in fall 2024. What other sports do I have? Hockey, ongoing. Hockey, really, they stretch it out. I think they start in like September, maybe do some pre-games in August. I always laugh that sports do like pre-games. It's like, just start. Like, what are we doing this, like, this game doesn't count for? Like, this is not PE class. Like, we're doing a scrimmage. Like, just play. If you're going to play, play. You know? Like, I don't know how much better you're getting because you did 4 practice games before your season actually started. Like, let's just get to it. But what do I know? What sport did I miss? I feel like I missed a big one. Oh, basketball. I don't know too much about basketball. I know how to play it. I know I played it in elementary school. I know I caught the ball twice. I know that I sprained my finger twice. I think one was more of a fracture. Not to brag, I did have to tape. Do you ever have to do that? Tape your fingers with the medical tape? And like, the inside was bruised. I did that a couple times, for sure. And I don't believe I ever scored a point in basketball. So I really, much like this podcast, I was in the reds. Spent more than I gained. But listen, you can't go into everything expecting to come out the winner, you know? And sports, I played soccer for a few years. I played basketball for a few years. All school. I did play soccer outside of school when I was really young, but we're not going to count that. What other? I think that's it. Floor hockey, maybe? I did the running program, like the track. I did track and field. And I can honestly say I sucked at all of them, but I did it anyway. And I'm proud of myself for that. So you don't have to, being bad at something is not a reason not to do it. If that was the case, there would be no Nobody Asked for this podcast. So let this piece of wisdom carry you in past the threshold of the spring equinox. Is there a fall equinox? Is the changing of a season always called equinox? Also, isn't that a gym? Not that I would know. So many questions, so little answers. Maybe for the 100th episode, and I'm definitely not going to do this, but we'll just pretend. Maybe for the 100th episode, I'll sit in a dark room for over 2 days and just write down all the questions that I never answered, and then just do a live reading of all the answers for the 100th episode. And then I'll obviously get balloons, because everyone has, I'll get 100, not 100 balloons, but like 3 balloons, that one's a 1 and 2 are zeros. 100. I'm sure that'll cost like anywhere between $60 and $112. So again, in the reds. I actually had a major, not a renovation, a revelation, major renovation, mental renovation. I had one what day was this? This was Monday. I'm going to read my note, and I'll give you the date and time and everything, but just for a little bit of context, I was thinking to myself, you know, the past couple, I might have talked about this on the podcast, but the last couple, really this whole year, I've really wanted to dedicate myself to start acting like an influencer. I want to wear Lululemon. I would like to maybe get some like thigh tattoos, an inner lip tattoo. I want to start using an air fryer. I would like to start drinking out of a Stanley Cup water bottle, which for anyone who doesn't know, who was me, which was me, I was one of those people that didn't know, the Stanley Cup has nothing to do with hockey. Such a sports-heavy episode. The Stanley Cup has nothing to do with hockey anymore. When people say Stanley Cup, they mean a huge water bottle that has a straw that you're just supposed to drink water out of. That it's literally $100. Speaking of $112, I think it's about that. It's about that, $112. Now you could just go to the dollar store. I don't want to sound crazy. And get like, not a dollar version, because nothing at the dollar store is a dollar anymore, but like the $5 version, which holds as much water and does the trick. If your goal is to just ingest more water, there are other options. But listen, if you want to spend your hard-earned money on a water bottle, I actually do respect that. Like, I think do whatever you want. Like, I've gone to other countries to other country. I've gone to other country to get like a fast food item. So who really, truly, and honestly, who am I to judge? I've talked about my brief brush with water bottles before. I did have a dollar store level, maybe Amazon, water bottle. I was drinking out of it for approximately 12 hours and had gone to the bathroom so much that it was too much of a disruption to my day. And I do think it's important to drink water. I know that. I'm not one of those people that think, you know, water's gross, water tastes bad. First of all, water does not taste bad. Water doesn't taste like anything. And if it does taste bad, just put a little bit of like a Crystal Light or a Gatorade powder, just something. Like, you can make water taste better. There's ways to make water taste better. So I'm not gonna be a water taste bad defender. I also don't really have like the water. Like, some people can drink water and be like, ew, this tastes bad, or like I'm getting notes of like plumber. I'm not that person. Like, unless it's literal toilet water. If you put a glass of toilet water and a glass of smart water, like, I could probably tell you the difference. But if it's like minimal, could not tell you. But my brief brush with a water bottle was like, quite honestly, not to mince words, which again, don't know the backstory behind that phrase, but was terrible. It was awful. I was peeing every 4 minutes. It was like 3 sips of water equaled 1 bathroom trip, and it was a huge water bottle. So that's not for me. I know that about myself. And I'm going to move on. I just wanted to share that. I like to go against the grain at times, and in the age of everyone drinking water bottles, I think that's great for you. It's just not going to work for me, and I might suffer the consequences. My lips are chapped. Don't worry. I think sodium, I live a high sodium lifestyle, so that really doesn't work. Like, maybe I could get some water down. Maybe I have to go to the grocery store on the next Equinox and buy some Crystal Light packets, not sponsored. But until then, I'm gonna keep doing me, and you all can keep doing you. Okay, but back to me being an influencer. Yes, there are, I was kind of going down the line of influencer like behaviors that I wanted to do to be an influencer. I want to be influential. And then on March 18th, so just for context, this was the day before the spring equinox, on March 18th, 2024 at 5:54 AM, probably 5:53, because it took me a second to like write it down. A thought came to me, and no word of a lie. See that phrase? I kind of get. No word of a lie. It shifted something. Like, I was shifted. It was a before and after. Like, I was someone before and I was someone after. I thought, if I start acting like an influencer, I'm being influenced. I'm not being an influencer. I'm being the influencee. And I just can't have that. So it's almost like all of the things I listed, water bottle, thigh tattoos, Lululemon air fryer, which will be the title of this episode. It's almost like I can't do those things anymore. Which, thank goodness, because I wasn't doing them anyway. Which does And follow me here. If I'm not doing those things, does that then make me an influencer? I'm so confused now. Because I had in my head, like, what being an influencer looked like. But then if you copy all the influencers, you're just being an influencer. So if you don't act like an influencer, am I an influencer? Maybe that's the title of the podcast. Let me just write that down. Am I an influencer? But I kind of liked Lululemon air fryer. That sounded funny too. Anyway, I'll figure it out. You'll see. Maybe I'll do the whole thing. It'll be a long title. But yeah, so I've kind of just been not struggling, but just thinking about that, because what else is there to speak about? I have to say, where I have been an influencer, and I haven't done this segment in a while, but the Gupdate segment, in the early episodes of the show, we would do a segment, as I said, called Gupdate, where it was a combination of the word gut and the word update, where we would give a Gupdate, and just talking about any gut updates, essentially. So it was like gut flora recommendations, which I don't fully know what that means. Your microbiome, not really sure what that means. And then obviously the consequences of that. So, like, you know, or the opposite. And I have to say, I've been openly talking about diarrhea for years now. And it's like all of a sudden become popular. And I had to face so much ridicule for talking about constipation, diarrhea, upset stomach, indigestion, all of that. Tums. And people were like, that's disgusting. You shouldn't talk about it. And now people are just on Instagram reels and in YouTube shorts, because I don't have the TikTok app. And they're just talking about their diarrhea. And I celebrate it, but it's almost like, what? Like, no one told me. I did not get an email saying that this was a loud conversation now. Not allowed, like being loud, but like legal, you know? Not that it was ever illegal, but it's hard to be a true influencer surrounded by people that are just copying each other. Anyway, back to the Gupdate. I actually do have a Gupdate. And it's not so much a Gupdate of me, it's more so like a Gupdate related question, which I think is worth looking into finding an answer for. So listen, if this type of content is not for you, I get it. Give me, like, skip ahead a couple minutes. We're about 18 minutes, maybe catch us at 22. Catch 22. I actually don't know what that is. I think that's a movie. But anyway, my question is, now bear with me here. When you fart, like when someone farts, where is it the smelliest? Is it the smelliest where you fart it? Like if you fart and run, does the air where you farted smell most, or do you smell? Because sometimes you fart and you're like, oh, let me get out, like hit and run type vibes. But the problem is, like, if you smell, like, okay, let's say if you fart and you hear someone coming, are you supposed to run? Or do you just stand in it and pretend like, ooh, there's this room. I think it's the fridge. I think there's something in the fridge. We should check that. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's old. Yeah, no, we should definitely throw that out. Ooh, the smell. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes I don't know how to act. And I will be Googling this. Where does a fart smell most? Because you have to think, like, you just smell a fart. Like, there's, like, a couple layers. Like, the fart obviously comes from within. It has to get out from your cheeks. It has to go through your undies and then your clothes. So it's, like, for you to smell it, like, how bad does it smell at the nucleus, you know? Let me see. No one's really answering my question. I think this might be the time to bring back my Snapchat AI person. Okay, my AI. Where do farts smell most? Question mark. Snapchat says, haha, farts can smell pretty bad, but I guess it depends on the situation. That's not what I'm asking. I'm Googling. Back to Google. Do farts stay in the air? Because really, where do they go? Generally, if there is more hydrogen sulfide in the fart, it will linger in the air for longer. The composition of gas comes down to what you're eating. Oh. And that is from menshealth.com. Well. Okay. And then I'm going to Quora, Quora, and someone who wanted to remain anonymous answers, I guess. A fart that hangs in the air for 20 minutes is not a fart. It's a shart. Please promptly take a shower after the occurrence of an aforesaid event. Okay, so it's actually down to science. Now, if they had advertised chemistry class in high school as a place where you can learn the decomposition and the hydrogen levels of farts, I might have signed up for your class. If you are currently a high school teacher, add that to the curriculum, or a science teacher more specifically, add that to the curriculum, your course will be full. There'll be a wait list for your chemistry class. And I think that's, as a chemistry teacher, probably the most you can ask for. Because these kids don't care about chemistry, but we can get them to care, you know, with fart, or what are people referring this to as? There's like a fancy, what's the fancy word for fart? Fancy, like the scientific term for fart. Flatulence. Love that. Flatulence and flatus are medical terms for what is commonly known as farting. Listen, when I had a vision for what the Nobody Asked for This podcast was going to be, I wish I could say that it wasn't this, but it kind of was. So I feel like we're reaching our potential. Okay, in classic Nobody Asked for This podcast fashion, we are now entering the, not really the second half, probably the third half. Not the third half. What is it called when the third quarter, the third period, rather. We are just, let's just go for the full sports analogy. We're entering the third period of the Nobody Asked for This podcast. And we are doing so as customary, about 12 hours later, since I've recorded the beginning of the podcast, and also in the classic beanbag chair, which is really Nobody Asked for This podcast headquarters. Now, what is extra special about the third quarter of the Nobody Asked for This podcast is you get a different version of me. You get usually a more tired version of me. You get me at my peak procrastination. I've spent the last 2 or 3 hours really wholeheartedly intending to record the last 10 minutes of the Nobody of this episode number 93, I think, ish, of the Nobody Asked for This podcast. But I just, you know, there's always something else to do. There's always a granola bar to be eaten. There's always a book to be started and never returned to. That's been my new thing as of lately. I'll start a book. I'll read the first 30 minutes of a book. And I know books aren't measured in minutes. Although I do say I have like an e-reader and it does say how long it'll take me to finish a book. It'll be like, you have 7 hours left, you have 9 hours left. I essentially won't read a book where the audiobook is longer than 9 or 10 hours because I know myself and I know I will never finish that book. And I know that if I get to a certain place, like if I get to 50%, like I'll need to finish it, but I also won't be able to finish it unless it's a good book. If it's a good book, then I can make an exception. But if it is at all boring and it's over a 9-hour audiobook, which I think translates to around 300 to maybe 350 pages. I think 300 300 page books are equivalent to 90 minute movies. We need more of them, but there are so few. And I get it. I think if I were an author, One, I don't think I could be, but if I was an author, I think I would have a hard time not writing like 700-page books, just because, as you can probably tell from listening to episodes 1 through 93 of the Nobody Asked For This podcast, I can be quite long-winded. I often have to just stop recording around the 30-minute mark because I know I'll go on about talking about nothing, and I really try and... What is that? Prioritize. I couldn't find the word. I really try and prioritize, you know, quality over quantity, which is something that I'll be working on for the rest of the year and seemingly into 2025, which I can't believe it's 2025. Or it's, okay, actually, that's probably why I can't believe it, because it's not. But you know what I mean? Like, in a year from now, in 9 months from now, it is going to be essentially 2025, and that is just, that's nuts. I mean, not to talk about the weather and how fast time is flying in the same episodes, you know, two classic I have nothing to talk about concepts, but like, I really think we need to examine that for a second. It is going to be halfway through the 20s, which, let's be honest, didn't start out great, you know, with a classic 2020. The 2020 experience, but you know, things have been turning around. We're getting there. I can't believe it's been 4 years since, you know, we won't name it, but you know, that thing that happened 4 years ago in 2020. Starts with the co, ends with a vid. Which, okay, in my head, we were trapped in our houses for like years, but like, it's been only 4 years since it started, so I think I might be, I don't want to speak too soon, I don't want to speak, you know, I don't want to be throwing around terms, but I think I might be just a touch dramatic, just a touch. I often wonder about that, because in some ways I think I'm dramatic, but like, I think if I'm in a crisis, I'm on my way. Like, if I'm in a crisis, I'm like, oh yeah, it's fine. Like, the sky could be falling down and I would be like, no, it's okay. But then I'll do a 10-minute rant on the Nobody Asked For This podcast about, like, Wendy's menu items. You know what I mean? I don't know that it's dramatic. I think I can provide a dramatic flair. I mean, a flair for the dramatics. But I don't know that the root of me, I don't know that I'm dramatic to my core, if that makes sense. Like, I think if you did an x-ray, I don't think you would find drama. I'm not like a conversational dramatic. I think I'm trying to be funny, which, you know, is notably different than being actually funny. I just think I'm trying to be funny. Listen, we all have our strengths and all of our weaknesses. And I've said this before, I really do think, and this is maybe take this as a piece of advice, I really do think your greatest weakness is your biggest strength, and vice versa. I think if you're really good at something, it probably prevents you from being able to do the opposite of that thing, which can be a con. But it's good to be good at stuff. I thrive to be mediocre, or maybe just a touch above mediocre at everything. I think that's the way to be. I don't think you need to specialize in something unless you're a doctor. If you're a doctor, I think you should have like your sort of thing, you know? Because, you know, nature's healing. But other than that, I really think everyone should be like 7.3 out of 10 in everything. And that'll get you by. 7.3 in cooking. 7.3 in algebra, 7.3 in, I was going to say driving. Maybe driving could be a little bit up, you know, because there's other people on the road, but 7.3 at your job, you know, like, you're not going to get fired, but like, listen, we don't have to be putting in extra hours doing overtime, like 7.3. I'm going to get that tattooed on my inner lip, 7.3. Well, this has been lovely. I hope everyone has immensely enjoyed this episode of the Nobody Asked For This podcast.
I hope you all have a great week. My eyes are starting to close because I'm kind of a bit tired, but I'm going to power through this exit. What is it called? Opposite of an intro? This outro. I would encourage you all, if I could be so lucky, to ask you to go to podcastnobodyaskedforthis.podbean.com. On there, you can see all the places you can find us. We're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube. You can find us you can listen just straight on that website, podcastnobodyaskedforthis.podbean.com. You can also find links to our social media, of which I have neglected for the better part of 6 months. So I'm going to work on that. And I hope everyone has a great week, and I will see you. I guess we've established that it's already spring, and next episode is still March. So I'll see you for the last episode of March next week. Bye.